This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
O'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for Kansas City sports. Jack Caglia, still no?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, not yet.
Dude, he played right field for the first time last night. Had a sexy throw in. Nice. Okay.
Thank you, Mac.
Why can't I? Royals swept the Rockies. They've won four in a row.
They beat the Rockies.
Come on. Yeah, so now we're going to have this energy?
That. Yes.
We just talked about on Monday. Go sweep the bad team.
They did.
They did exactly what you wanted.
Right, they did. You never get credit for doing what you're supposed to do. I cleaned my room, so? Yeah,
good job.
Great. That you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to sweep the Rockies.
All right. I guess we're not talking Caglione or the Royals.
Kegs and eggs and football. Let's go.
That is the music for the Out of Left Field question, sponsored by no one, but someone could step up at any time. Fellas, we gave it on the other side, 913-586-7965. Tough night last night for Shedeur Sanders. Does not get drafted. I'm sure at that point he wished he could, like, teleport anywhere. But if you could, who would you want to trade lives with? Anybody in the world?
Besides Josh Klingler? No, Matt Damon.
Wow.
Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm. Matt Damon. That's a good one.
Thank you. Always been my man crush, man.
Okay.
Like,
really?
You know, yeah, just, I think the guy lives a great lifestyle. He's been in great movies, got everything
movies
you possibly want. Like, just, he just seems like awesome. It used to be Justin Timberlake back in the day, but that's aged out now.
That's gone downhill a little bit.
Gone downhill fast. Derek Jeter would be another good one to trade lives with. His batting lineup has been pretty solid. and so he would be one that would be on my list as well.
That's a good one. Yeah, not a lot of strikeouts in his lineup.
No.
He's been hitting some home runs for a minute. I'll go an actor. I'll go Chalamet.
Yeah.
Chalamet.
Mm. You thought you were Cougar Chow now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I'd like to trade lives with Mac, man. You're Cougar Chow.
Mac's awesome.
Yeah.
No, but Chalamet, he likes sports. He sits courtside at the Knicks games. He's in great movies.
Got the babe.
Yeah, he's got the babe.
So do you, though.
It's true.
You're like the Kansas version of Chalamet.
That's exactly right. I'll take it.
McAmory!
Now get me courtside at an NBA game. Or WNBA game, maybe. Who knows? See what happens.
Speaking of the WNBA, that's where my Richard of the Week is coming from.
Deep tease. I'm excited.
I can't wait to give you my Richard of the Week in an hour.
Dustman?
Yeah, I mean, I think Guy Fieri.
Great answer.
I mean,
great answer.
We're rolling out. We're looking at Fesco, Mac, and Dusty. I mean, greatest job in the world. It's that or Seacrest.
Ooh, yeah.
Seacrest works too much, and so does Guy Fieri. They both work way too much.
It's not working when you love what you do.
Oh, okay. That's what they tell you, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I get to go to, like, diners, drive-ins, and dives and kick it and try awesome food and be able to bleach my hair and still be considered cool, have guys grocery games. I mean, dude, the guy...
He's fine. You know, I don't
You're
hate
neutral.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
I am. I'm neutral.
We're looking for America's favorite diners, drive-ins, and dives.
The guy that you really want to change places with is Jay Glazer. That's the guy.
Not really.
Works one day a week on TV, doesn't deal with social media, makes a great boatload of cash.
True.
it helps people with mental illness. Like Jay Glazer, for me, that's the guy. He's got it figured out. I don't want to do 10 different jobs. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
I should have traded places with Carson Beck.
Yeah. You wouldn't have messed it up.
No, absolutely not. Roses, red carpet.
Exactly.
Crystal. Drawn credit that I debt that I wouldn't be able to pay. Whatever you want, Miss Cavender.
What do you think about this one from the 816? Steve Harvey? No. Works too much?
What's he doing now besides Family Feud?
Yeah, I would
feud?
Say he only he does Family
like a,
Feud, right?
I thought he does a court show with his eighth wife.
He does a court show?
I thought they did like a Harvey Judge show.
I don't know. Just doing Family Feud would be good, yeah.
What if in like the courtroom he was just like, survey says guilty. John Mayer's a good one.
John Mayer's a nice one. Nice, very nice one. Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He's got a good anthology.
Yeah. I mean, he'd be the host of Wheel of Fortune if you're Ryan Seacrest.
You know what? I'm watching Travis Hunter up there right now and seeing the joy, and we were talking about that last night, like how excited he was and some of these guys to get drafted.
Yeah, he's not going to Cleveland.
Just trade places with any of those guys who showed that genuine excitement last night to be drafted. And Travis Hunter, obviously, is the first one that comes to mind because he was the second guy picked. And he's out here dancing and doing all this. And he's realizing right now, I'm going to Jacksonville. I got no expectations. There's no fans. So Travis Hunter would be a good one to kind of trade spaces with because he's going into the NFL, into a situation where he does not have the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Somebody from 816 says, I'd trade lives with whoever is dating Sydney Sweeney.
Good one.
Yeah.
Great one.
Yeah. Somebody says, Big Cat from the 816. He just pulled that Jordan rookie card.
Oh, is that who you? Is that who did that?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Said it got scored an 8 out of 10.
Wow.
He's like, do I sell it? Do I retire? Or do I keep going? You always keep going.
Keep going.
Is the name of the background music called Green Onion? Yes. By Booker T. Somebody says, I trade places with Roger Goodell.
Hell yeah.
What's he make a year? Like 20 million?
No. Oh, it's like less than 40 some million. Okay, he makes more than just about any player in the league.
Yeah,
damn.
Sweet gig.
Yeah, no, he does. Look, his salary is like quarterback salary. And deserve, I mean,
it goes up every year, too.
It's a $23 billion a year industry.
Commish. What's he making?
Approximately, so we don't know, but $63.9 million a year.
That much. So he's making more than anybody, any player in the
Samsonite.
NFL.
Samsonite. I was way off.
And I can tell you, he probably deserves to be making all that money because of the money that he makes for the owners and for the league. Again, it's a $23 billion a year industry. 10 years ago, they were like a $10 billion a year industry. He goes, I want to get this to a $25 billion a year industry. And they all laughed at him. They're at $23 billion with like a year to go before that 10 years is up.
Mac would trade places with Adam Silver because he would be able to fix the NBA.
That's exactly right.
How would you fix the NBA?
No more 9 o'clock starts. I'm figuring something else out.
Already got Bob on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, Bob's ready to go.
I mean, again, we keep comparing things to the NFL, and we've got to stop doing that, you know, because it's a once-a-week sport. It's noon. It's 3. You got your windows. There's just no way if you're doing weeknight NBA games on the West Coast that you can start games any earlier than that because at the West Coast, you're starting at noon, which would be fine to me. I wouldn't
care. All in on that.
Yeah.
I'd be okay trading lives with Victor Hovland.
Golfer?
Yeah. Single, stud. To know what
single,
it's like,
nice.
To see what it's like to hit a golf ball like that, to be that good at your craft.
What about Tiger?
Nah, not now.
Not now?
No. I'd want you to respect my privacy.
Yeah, it's fair.
My privacy. Somebody says John Daly.
That's fun.
That's
got
a good one.
You got about 8 left.
Not a lot working. Yeah. 8 years or 8 days?
Yeah. I mean, yes. I don't know. Yeah. Somebody says, I trade lives with Rob Maloney. It's a busy life.
He doesn't really work, though. I mean, the guy sits around bars and eats all day.
What a guy.
What a job.
What a G.
I mean, like, I've got to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're eating, like, pastrami quesadillas.
I ate my chicken fingers last night like somebody was going to steal them.
Oh, yeah. Covered him up. Dude, no one touch him.
Growled at people. And all Rob was doing was coming over to grab the mustard. And I was like,
packed place last night at the Landing. It was awesome.
It was so good. Thanks for the drinks, Rob.
I would also trade places with Jack Caglione, who, by the way, did you know he played right field
Oh, yeah.
He played right field last night, and eventually one day he's going to play on 96.5 The Fan, the home of the Kansas City Royals. But Jack Caglione last night
played right field. I think we should
Thank you. All right, let's go to break. Coming up here, we're going to go through the AFC West picks, and you guys are anxious to see who my third pick is for the Chiefs' Mount Rushmore of their draft of all-time players. Better than talking about a guy who's a figment of your imagination. Next.